In episode 58 of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast, I am talking with Zach Hirsch. He is the co-founder and partner of Mozverse. So what is Mozverse? Mozverse is a platform that is made up of different products such as the Mozverse NFT generation kit, the Mozverse NFT marketplace, and the Mozverse API. And all these work together to help you create, build these for brands for the metaverse. Mozverse was founded by Danny Moslin, who is a technology entrepreneur with years of experience in augmented reality, virtual reality, blockchain development, and artificial intelligence. Whereas Zach, he has been a social influencer with a background in esports and sports. He has been a podcaster and a tech entrepreneur influencer himself. He has been featured by Forbes, Business Insider, Yahoo, and many more. And in this episode, we talk about what are some of the challenges you will face if you are building in the metaverse. What should brands do when they want to build for metaverse? And why so many metaverse projects are struggling at the moment? And what lessons can you apply from the world of sports and gaming into the metaverse? Hello, innovators, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. I'm your host, Sam Kamani. I am an Amazon best-selling author, a tech startup founder, and a strategic advisor to multiple Web3 startups. I'm here to take you on a journey to explore the world of Web3, all the risks, all the opportunities, and my goal is to educate you about what other people, the founders, the investors, what are they building, what are they paying attention to, so you can take advantage of it, so you can benefit from it. However, I would like to start with saying that this is not investment advice. I would still highly encourage you to do your own research. I have nothing to sell you. So with that out of the way, let's get into it. So Zach, it's great to have you on the show. So excited, looking forward to talking about all things about Metaverse and Mozverse, your company. So for someone who doesn't know a lot about Mozverse yet, can you describe the platform and can you give us an overview of what you guys are building?
Sure, yeah. So I would describe Mozverse as a Web3 technology company, and we can do everything for a company, everything from computing to storage to anything, any suite of needs for Web3 company. Mozverse can offer this, and our goal is to be the AWS of Web3. And we also have an all-encompassing Mozverse platform, which comes with our Metaverse platform, which is going to allow people to build their very own virtual worlds in just a few short clicks, whether they're on their mobile device or a laptop. And then we also have our live stadium, which is going to be what it sounds like, a live stadium. But this is going to be for sporting events, concerts, stuff like this, to where the sound is driving the visual and the visual is driving the audio. I mean, if you're at a concert, there's lots of cool visual effects. Or if you're at a sporting event, the sound is amplified like you're there, but even better. And we're working with Scott Storch and some other big time folks to make that the best experience possible.
Yep. Oh, that's fantastic. And just a bit about your background. Have you been into e-commerce or have you been an social influencer?
Oh, yeah, sure. So my background is sports and gaming, I would say, and a lot of sports. And sports has been my number one passion as well as gaming since I was small. And eventually I started up my own social media page, just picking sports games. And I got some big time people to back me, make videos with me, do interviews, stuff like this. And that's kind of where the social influence side of things came from. But I have a wide gaming background. One of the first things that drew me to the metaverse was when I was playing VR chat. My older brother helped connect us, stuff like that. And I was the number one Madden mobile player in the world when I was 13 or so, and was always very into gaming. That's obviously where the metaverse is really taking place right now, right? Is
totally
gaming and all that type of stuff. So yeah, so big time background in gaming and sports as well. Now I have a podcast on World Star Hip Hop with the rapper Jadakiss. We do the official sports podcast over there. I have a Fight Guys podcast, but my number one goal and priority and mission right now has been to democratize the metaverse with the Verse, and we've been having a fun time. We started Mozverse about 2 years ago, me and my partner Danny, but I've always had big time interest in it, starting with VR chat. Later on, I watched Ready Player One. That was incredible. I read the book Snow Crash. So VR, Web3 is a huge passion of mine, for sure.
Yep. Oh, I find this whole space so interesting, but it is also challenging because the fact is that you guys are early. Most people still don't understand metaverse and they cannot see the true potential of metaverse. In your view, how would things look like? Or in the best case scenario, how would you like to see the world in the next 2 to 3 years when it comes to metaverse?
Yeah, a lot of people don't really have a grasp on it now, right? And I think the only real metaverse right now is in gaming. So there isn't interoperability through interconnecting worlds right now, which is what the metaverse would be. That's not a thing. So we have gaming, and that's really where it's at. And I would love to see companies and brands understand this and start to go towards gaming, right? And meeting people where they're actually at and where people are actually doing, which is gaming. And that would be my number one thing, right? People aren't on Decentraland. They're not on Meta Horizons. They're not in Sandbox. Let's just be honest. They're playing Roblox.
They're ghost towns.
They're doing those things, you know? So I think the more we realize that, the better off these large companies will be in the short term. And long term, of course, the metaverse is going to be a great, beautiful thing. But the way it's currently set up is not going to be how it is ultimately. It's not going to be where Facebook has Meta Horizons. People are going to buy virtual plots of land. That's never going to be how it is. Eventually, every single company and person is going to have their own virtual world. Because why would you want to be subject to someone else's rules, right? And that's the whole point of Web3 in the metaverse, is to own your own stuff, your own rights, and to control the stuff around you.
Yeah, that is so cool. So how is Mozverse going to make that into a reality?
We're trying to make an even playing field, right? We're trying to offer everybody the opportunity to make their own virtual world, everyone the opportunity to make their own NFT marketplace, as opposed to being subject to someone else's rules, where they might not even follow KYC. You don't know what the security is. They can kick you off at any moment in time. You don't control the gravity around you. You don't even control the theme of the world. We're trying to democratize the metaverse so everyone has an equal opportunity. Everyone has an equal chance, and to where maybe you can sell virtual plots land on your own virtual world, but to be someone's neighbor and then they can kick you off at any moment, who would want to be subject to that?
Very, very true. So what's the stage currently Mozverse is in? Is the beta live? Is it the product is out? Can people interact with it? How does it work?
So we've got different products, right? We got a wide suite of products for companies to choose from, as well as people as well, but mostly B2B. And I would say that the Metaverse platform is due to come out Q4 this year. So we're looking at a tail end release, and Live Stadium an early 2023 release, and we have NDA signed, but we're currently speaking to some massive both gaming and music companies to do some really unique projects as well. And that would be that. We also have our Ultranode product, which we're going to do a full unveiling of with the really crazy commercial, and that's the fastest node service out there, including Alchemy and Supernode, all this different stuff. We're the absolute fastest, so.
Well, that's so cool. What chains do you guys use?
We use a lot of them.
Yeah. I think you guys, from what I saw, you guys use Ethereum, Polygon, and Solana.
Yeah, and we're working on some additional as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
But mostly, of course, Ethereum. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is the kind of industry standard, EVM based chains and stuff. And I mean, I have some, of course, we are talking about this. So we had to, address the elephant in the room and everything that's happening in the markets in the last 3 months that's been going down since it started with all the Luna and the Terra Luna and all that crash and stuff.
It's now, right?
And then FTX now, yes, obviously. Has all this affected you guys or what? Yeah, what's your view? What's your take?
Yeah, so it hasn't affected us. We've been in semi-stealth mode. And what I mean by that is our marketing. People don't know us yet, right? So we haven't fully unveiled. We haven't fully gone to the public yet. And I think that's been a really advantageous position for us, because One, unlike these companies, we've never released a coin or token. We wouldn't do that.
Yes.
I think that's a big difference. And two, that now we're going to have some really unique security details that these other companies aren't going to be able to have to ensure that this cannot happen. And when we speak to big time companies and to incorporating our software and technology, this is going to be one of the most important points that comes up, right? Is how safe is our user? How protected are they? And the answer is going to be 100%. And my partner, Danny, has a wide background in cybersecurity. He's worked with companies from NASA to Walmart. So he is a very big part of what we believe in. And yeah, the FTX stuff is really crazy to do that to the people that believe you and put money into you and back to you and do all these different things is not right.
It is not right. And it's hurt the whole industry, even though you've got nothing to do with it, but it's just like guilty by association with blockchain, pretty much. It's got nothing to do with them. They weren't even a DeFi project. They were completely centralized. But yeah, it is very unfortunate situation, but hopefully it will clear things up and hopefully we don't get that sort of incidences again. What I do like about what you just said is that you guys don't have a token, because I believe, like, you know, 90% of the projects don't need a token. Add a token only if it has real utility, not for a quick, because otherwise it just smells like a quick pump and dump.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're a tech company, so.
Exactly right. So yeah, that's why before interviewing anyone, I do a bit of research, and I just see that, you know, that they are not a scammy rug pull or a pump and dump. And it is really good to see that you guys are building something that has real value, real utility, that the brands would be able to use to advertise and to get to the audience. Because so far, a lot of the efforts that the brands have done in this space have not given them the expected result. I'm sure you know about a lot of these platforms, like they've had hundreds of millions of dollars of funding, and at times there's, like, I think it was Decentraland or Sandbox or one of them, I don't exactly remember, but at one point they only had, like, you know, 30-40 users on their platform live. So there, people have made the accounts, but there is no engagement because it is boring still. There's no one, it's ghost town. And even for Meta, for Facebook, I've heard that
the worst,
they have, like, all the people on it are paid. They're employees of Meta, because, you know, they have like few hundred or few thousand people every day who are paid, who are going in. And so nearly every person, if you go in there, every person you meet is an employee of Meta. They're just paying people.
They're older on top of that, you know? Yeah, definitely putting in billions of dollars to have that outcome is not ideal.
It's not ideal, exactly right. And that does reflect in their stocks and stuff. So I do think that whoever does crack the space, whoever does crack the metaverse, is going to really, really profit. I have now two questions for you. And first one is, what are your some sort of strategies that you plan to implement, or all that you have implemented have been successful in when it comes to customer acquisition in this space?
Customer acquisition is the hardest thing, right? Completing sales in a new industry, right? That a lot of people aren't quite familiar with, right? And, you know, I can say that we have spent a great deal of time perfecting our tech and making sure that we have the absolute best product available before we start to sell to consumers. And that was our number one goal. And our goal wasn't to just rush out as fast as possible and do a token right away and then sell it or anything like this. We're a long-term play, and we spent a few years perfecting our tech, and just right about now is where we're going to start to make our sales and get out of stealth mode. So yeah, as far as acquisition goes, a lot of it through some of the partnerships that we've been able to align ourselves with. Some of them are NDA, stuff like that. And but I would say the number one thing that people need to feel is the fact that they're secure in working with you, because it's the new space, the scary space. People aren't too familiar with Web3, right? We've had even some big time CEOs for billion-dollar companies who might not know anything about the metaverse or what that is and what it entails, stuff like that. And it's really the future of the internet and the where everyone's going to be and the next moment in time. So interesting space.
Totally. And what's one sort of a lesson that you can take from gaming and one lesson from sports that you can implement in this space? Because you've worked so much in those industries.
Yeah, of course. One thing that I've always said in sports is that you have to formulate, you know, a game plan, a strategy, and to not rush into things. And especially, I worked a lot in boxing And that was a big thing, right? You know, take your time. And ready, aim, fire is something that I say, not ready, fire. And that's been the Mozverse approach, right? Ready, aim, fire. So we didn't rush into it right away when NFTs were the number one thing. There's been a colossal shift. And we just saw FTX. And that would be the main thing, is to not rush into something until you're 100% fully ready and you know where the market's at. And I think our youth and agility has allowed us to get to that point.
That is very, very cool. The other question I have, what about gaming? What have you learned from gaming that you can implement in the metaverse space?
That's a secret. No, I'm just kidding. Man, what have I learned from gaming? I'm a large sports gamer, but I can say that my background in gaming has allowed me to understand that's where the metaverse is at right now. I'm not naive to where I don't know what's going on with Roblox and Fortnite and these types of games where everyone's at right now, right? So I would say my background in gaming is allowed me to understand that is where the metaverse is at. That is the number one thing, and that every company should be going towards that instead of towards what they're doing right now. A lot of them. Some of them are meeting us where we're at, Walmart, etc.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. And what are some of the key partnerships that you have formed or that you're launching with?
I'll say one that I can talk about is with Scott Storch. He's, to me, the greatest music producer of all time, and he has connections to everyone in the world and has produced for Eminem, Beyonce, Dr. Dre, you name it, he's produced for them. He's got over 100 platinum plaques, so that's something that's really helped us in the live entertainment space. And yeah, it's great. He's also in GTA 5 as a playable character, so a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do see it as, like, you know, the GTA 5 or Minecraft or Roblox, they are the metaverse, you know, they are their own metaverse.
The immersive experiences that people are going to right now.
Yes, yes, that's what the ideal definition is. So that's where the brand should be. And the key thing that is lacking in that is the interoperability. So you cannot take your character out from GTA and then put that in Minecraft and, you know, fight around in Minecraft dungeons or something. And then vice versa as well. I mean, like, you have to be hardcore gamer to create your own mods, and that's not for everyone. And then you can possibly do that. I mean, I know a lot of people. I'm from programming background. I'm from gaming background. So there are a lot of people who do that. My 9-year-old does create his own mods for Minecraft and stuff.
Yeah.
But not everyone is in the same. Not everyone is going to spend that much time on it. People want convenience. They don't want friction. It's friction. Like, not everyone knows coding and stuff. So that's what I think. That's where the real potential of metaverses, it will democratize that side of gaming and human experience. So yeah. And my next question is, like, what has been your two or three biggest challenges building this company or building in metaverse?
I would say two or three of our biggest challenges would just be the ever evolving space. We're just at a much different place than we were when we originally got together to make Mozverse, right? Originally, it was going to be just a gaming metaverse virtual world. We're going to make it our own, and then we realized that probably wasn't the play. And then we switched to NFT marketplaces, and you know, that's still cool and people are still doing that, but it's not quite the same as it was back then, right? So
yeah,
I would say the biggest challenge has been evolving with this space, knowing that this is new, knowing that it's volatile, and understanding that you're going to have to be ready to shift when there is a change, and being able to be flexible, agile, keeping our size relatively small. You know, we're a startup, but we have a very strong development team, but we're not a company that's sunk tons of resources into a failed idea. We haven't even had funding yet, or we're completely self-funded.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So you guys are completely bootstrapped and stuff. So that's really, really good. Are you looking at funding? What's the plan?
We will in the future.
That's good. That's good. If the right investor comes along, right VC or angel investors. Yeah, it is a lot harder at the moment just because of the whole FTX thing, that the trust is really, really low at the moment. And a lot of, like, I think about 69 different VC firms invested in FTX without any due diligence. So they are really burned. So it's just their fault. Like, they didn't even have a board or anything, FTX. It was just like a slush fund. Everyone just puts money in and everyone was just spending from it like crazy.
Yeah,
just buying houses and cars and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, SBF shouldn't have gone at CZ.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, eventually it was going to come out, you know, eventually, because even he was going to run out. If it wasn't, it would be a month later. It would be even bigger, the longer it went on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy that CZ leaked it to CoinDesk, and now Gemini is being affected, which is owned by CoinDesk.
Yes. Oh, CoinDesk can go both. Even though I am in part of their sort of Discord and stuff.
Use it. You know, it's great, but yeah, it's crazy the ripple effect that's had on some possible mistake, and obviously shouldn't have happened. And people don't understand that that's not the only way that you can store your crypto, is that type of thing. I mean, there's stuff that's better.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lesson for new people that you don't want your keys, not your crypto.
I think it's up to us as the people that are in this space to educate people, like, hey, you can do this to make sure you're protected and not trust something like, you know, where they can reinvest your money. So, I think learning lessons from all.
It is absolutely, you say that. So going forward, in 2 to 3 years' time or 5 years' time, where would you like to see Mozverse?
I'd like to see Mozverse considered the AWS of Web3. And that's our goal, and that's where we're going to be at. And Web3 is almost the now, but where we're going to be in 5 years isn't even comparable to where we're at now, for sure.
Yeah, very, very true. So with AWS, one of the key thing there is like cloud storage, you know, because every app that runs, all the data is stored at AWS. Are you also
AWS for business ventures, things like this, you know? Yeah, storage is important, obviously, IPFS, stuff like that. So
So are you also planning to provide that through Mozverse? Yep. Oh, yep. Fantastic. So a bit like currently it is Arweave. I don't know if you would have heard of Arweave. Arweave is providing, but they only do the storage side of things, like a distributed storage. And then on the processing side, what was the other company? I think the founder's based in Costa Rica. I interviewed him. They are pretty big, but there's few companies. There's StackOS. The StackOS founder, he was based in US. He's moved to India now because most of his developers were there. StackOS is pretty big. 1,500 different apps are using it instead of AWS, and they are all Web2 apps using them, even though they are distributed. So there's few that have come up. So it's definitely a growing space, and that's where the world is moving to.
Yeah, storage is something that Mozverse can help any Web3 company with.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go and have a look, and what I'm going to do is put all the links to Mozverse and your relevant socials and stuff in the description. And that brings me to one key question, and that is, what is your ask? What are you guys looking for? Are you guys looking for funding, team to hire, anything else? Feel free to...
What are we looking for from the people at home? We're looking for a community, and we're looking for people that share the same vision as us, that share the vision of a democratized metaverse and think that everyone should be coming together. And for anyone who loves the metaverse and the concept of Web3 and knows it's the future, we're looking to have you guys on board and have you on board for some of our very cool projects coming up, especially with Live Stadium and M&E and these type of projects.
Yep. And can you tell me a bit about the Live Stadium? How does it work?
Yeah. So Live Stadium is exactly what sounds like, Live Stadium. And as I talked about earlier, the audio drives the visual and the visual drives the audio. And this is going to be an option for any type of concert event, or let's say you want to do a meet and greet backstage. We're going to have it to where you can touch the performer on stage. We've been working with a top tier team of audio engineers to ensure that there's the best audio experience possible. We've been working with performers to make sure that the avatars are as realistic as possible, to make sure we have hyper-realistic avatars, because that's an important thing. I've been in the entertainment space for a few years now. I've been around a lot of musicians, athletes, everything of the sort, and making sure that they look as realistic as possible is going to be very important in onboarding them. And that's something that Meta just failed.
Yeah, terribly after spending billions. But it is pretty challenging. However, given their resources, they should have done better.
Yeah, we've been able to do it self-funded, so...
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, and Live Stadium is an extension of the Metaverse platform.
Yeah, that's
That's very, very cool. So have you got, when is it going live? Have you got any events booked there, or how does it work?
Yeah, Live Stadium is going to be an early 2023 release. Yeah. And we're talking to some very top tier companies that are looking to implement the tech.
Yeah. So like event companies and stuff who are organizing.
Yeah. Gaming, music, M&E, everything of the sort.
That's very cool. I'll have to do an interview again with you, and when a concert or an event is going live on the platform.
Yeah, we also have a commercial coming out soon, so.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. So yeah, I think that's pretty much about it. The last thing I have, the question I have is that for anyone else building in the space, metaverse space, what's your one insight for them? What should they know, or what mistakes they can avoid?
I would say the number one most important thing to do in the space is to look at what SPF did and not do any of that.
Very true.
Very true. I would say that, and don't be greedy, and to prioritize your customer safety and do your due diligence on how to protect the people that are investing in you. Very important.
Yeah. Very, very important. And with that, thank you. Thank you so much, like, for coming here and sharing your wisdom and sharing about Mozverse and how people can interact with it. And I'm going to put all the links underneath in the show notes, wherever this goes. And then I'll be creating some short video clips and sharing it around everywhere. So thanks once again, Zach.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this or listening to this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. You know the drill. Leave a comment, please subscribe, or share it with a friend. Now, if you are building something really interesting in this space, then reach out to me. My DMs are open. I'm at Sam Kamani on Twitter or on LinkedIn or on TikTok or on any platform. Just go and search for my name. Reach out to me. I would love to help you. I would love to have a conversation with you if time permits. So, having said that, I want to wish you best of luck to whatever you are building. I know that about 35 to 40% of my listeners are founders themselves. So I want to say best of luck and go build that next innovation.